open the subcommittee for natural resources for April 26, 2007, and open a public hearing and, not possible, but work session on 26-26A.
Public hearing right now.
Right. I'm just trying to be speedy here. Okay, I will open the public hearing on 26-26A.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you have at your place a copy of the fiscal impact statement for House Bill 2626, as well as a staff measure summary from the House Committee on Energy and the Environment, and there are no amendments for the bill.
Okay. We'll start off with Representative Dingfelter and then go to Representative Cannon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, committee members. Nice to see this side of your face, smiling faces. For the record, I'm State Representative Jackie Dingfelter from House District 45. Really appreciate your willingness to have a hearing on this, and I'm very excited that this bill is coming before you from my policy committee, the House Energy and Environment Committee, with a unanimous do-pass recommendation. I'm going to just provide a very brief history. I know there's a lot of people in the room who have been involved with this bill almost as long as I have. I've been working on this since the 2003 session when I brought a bill forward in the Senate, Senate Bill 867, that created an advisory committee on electronic product stewardship. There's many people in this room, including myself, that sat on that. We think we had 8 or 9 meetings. We met over a year and came up with some recommendations. We had legislation in the 2005 session that unfortunately did not move forward. However, what I think we have here is a much better product in that, one, we have, I'd say, almost 99% consensus on the bill in front of you. It's taken 5 years of meeting with the different stakeholders, which included the TV manufacturers, computer manufacturers, the computer TV recyclers, retailers, the consumers, a whole wide range of interests that have had extensive input into development of this bill. This bill in front of you is I'm really excited because I think this is the best approach for Oregon in that this is a manufacturer responsibility approach that basically says if you're going to sell a computer or TV in the state of Oregon, then you need to be responsible for setting up free, convenient, and environmentally responsible recycling. And we have agreement from the manufacturers about this system. It is at no cost to the state. Let me repeat that. It is at no cost to the state. It is paid for by fees that the manufacturers have agreed to. And that's all in the bill and in the summary. The basic elements are the key features of this bill is that it covers televisions, personal computers, laptop, and monitors. We had in-depth discussions about the scope of products, and there was general agreement that those are the products that should be covered at least initially. There was agreement that this should be convenient for all Oregonians, whether rural or urban. There was a study that was recently conducted by DEQ that said that many rural areas of the state were not served at all by recycling facilities for computers or TVs, that we wanted to make sure that this was convenient to all counties in the state, and especially the rural areas. Free to households, small businesses, and small nonprofits. It would ensure environmentally sound management of used electronics. One of the things that we found is that there are no standards currently for recyclers of these products. We wanted to make sure that they were handled responsibly. And that also promotes economic development of electronic waste recycling industry in Oregon. The intent of this bill is not to create a new infrastructure. It's to build on our existing infrastructure based at the local level. It's to help offset the cost of nonprofits, of the cities and counties, and private industry that's currently doing this recycling, and to help create jobs. And then finally, it encourages the design of electronic products that are more durable, recyclable, and less toxic. We also are sort of approaching the front end of the manufacturing of these products. I would like to thank all of the people who have spent many years working with me on this bill and making this a much better bill, I think, than any state that we've seen. I think we're going to be the leaders here in Oregon. Our neighbors to the north and south also have computer recycling programs. California has a little bit different approach than we do. Washington is, we based our program on very similar concepts to Washington, and we also really tried to be consistent with Washington's, being mindful that manufacturers have to deal with 50 different states. We really attempted to reach a regional perspective on this, and I think we've come pretty close. I've worked closely with my Washington counterparts, and so has the Department of Environmental Quality. And then finally, I'd like to thank my colleague, Representative Cannon, who led the work group, and he did an absolutely fabulous job. I have to say that I was so impressed as the freshman member of my committee. I was really pleased to see that Representative Cannon did a very fair, balanced job, and was really, I would say that the bill in front of you, a lot of the agreements that came out of that work group were because of the work that Representative Cannon did. So with that, I'm going to hand it over to Representative Cannon, and I know that Senator Morse also would like to, my co-sponsor in the bill, say a few words.
We'll hold questions until we get through Representative Cannon. Representative Cannon, good to see you, and we'll have Senator Morse up right after.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I don't have a whole lot to add. Representative Dingfelder has done a great job of summarizing both the process and the product here. I will say only that the work group that I chaired met, I believe, six times for a total of about 9 hours. It was a large group. About 20 folks were invited, nearly all attended most or all of those meetings. It included industry, it included consumer advocates, recyclers, and we reached consensus or very near consensus on nearly every point in the amended bill that you have before you. There are a couple of features of this bill that I find particularly exciting. One of them is that it really does rely on this program that we will create, will rely to a very heavy degree on folks in the recycling, collection, hauling, disposal industry who are already doing this kind of work, and it will utilize that infrastructure that already exists in the state, much of it local, create great business opportunities in all parts of this state, encourages, you know, creativity and entrepreneurship. It also incentivizes reuse. So although we've talked primarily in terms of recycling, and of course there will be a lot of that done under this program, it also creates opportunities and really priorities for reuse of computer electronics. So there are a lot of great features of this, and I'd be happy to take questions if you have them about the bill itself, and I would like to express my appreciation to the chair for allowing me to work on this in such detail. It's been a real treat, and I know that much of the most important work on this happened long before I was even elected to the legislature. So for that and for the other folks in the room who have worked on this, I'm very, very grateful.
Go to Senator Morse, and then we'll see if there are any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Frank Morse, State Senator, District 8, Albany, Corvallis area. I appear to advocate on behalf of this bill. This bill, I think, represents the legislative process at its finest, and my hat is off to the chair, Dingfelder, Representative Cannon, and those persons that came together to work on this. We filed a bill on behalf of Hewlett-Packard in the Senate, and in consultation with Chair Dingfelder, it was very clear that the process needed to season on the House side, and we were delighted to be a part of that process. My staff, Dr. Ed Wright, worked extensively with the group, and bringing all the diverse interests together into a bill that can come to this point in time, I think really represents legislation, the process of legislation at its finest. And I would ask for your support to move this bill forward and allow it to go to the respective chambers for approval.
Any questions for Senator Morse, Representative Cannon, or Representative Dingfelder?
I just have a general question. I've been reading the staff summary. This bill is not anticipated by the governor's recommended budget. Co-chairs, how are we going to fund $500,000 to
$60? I believe it's actually being funded by fees that are part of the legislation, and I wouldn't have the bill in this committee unless the co-chairs wanted me to have the bill in this.
It's not general fund money. Just want to clarify that. Yeah. Thank you. And Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I would just note that the expenditure limitation will be dealt with in the Department of Environmental Quality. So we'll be adding a package to that budget as this legislation passes through and we get ready to work session the DEQ budget.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair. Do we have someone from DEQ?
Oh, yes, we do have some people who will be coming forward. Let's start off with Tom Gallagher.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Tom Gallagher. I represent the Electronic Manufacturers Coalition, which is principally made up of large television manufacturers like Sony, Panasonic, Samsung. And we're here to support the bill. We worked very hard through the work group and through the committee and believe that the way the bill has been crafted and the compromises that came out in the bill that we can make it work here in Oregon. I'd be happy to answer any questions, but just additionally thank Representative Cannon, who chaired the work group, and I thought did an absolutely excellent job of listening to the conflicting parties and working his way through the bill.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Seeing none. Thank you, Mr. Gallagher. Gary Penning and Holly Sears.
Chair Devlin and members of the committee and staff, thank you for this opportunity to testify before you today. For the record, my name is Holly Sears, and I'm the Governmental Affairs Director for the Oregon Refuse and Recycling Association, also known as ORA. As you know, ORA is a statewide trade association representing private solid waste management companies in Oregon. ORA members collect and process most of Oregon's residential and commercial garbage and recyclables, as well as operate material recovery facilities and many of Oregon's solid waste transfer stations and landfills. With me today is ORA member Gary Penning of Rogue Disposal and Recycling, and we are here today in support of House Bill 2626, and I'd like to turn it over to Gary.
Chairman Devlin, committee members, thank you for allowing me to be here today. My name is Gary Penning, and I am the strategic manager of planning and communications for Rogue Disposal. We have collection companies that service Medford, the greater Medford area, and we also have a regional landfill there. And I am also a member and officer of Oregon Refuge and Recycling Association. I'd first like to thank Representative Dingfelter for her dedication to this e-waste bill over the years and working with us. And ORA has been pleased to work with the representative. I'd also like to thank Representative Cannon for leading the work group and working through those issues on House Bill 2626. And also, originally we had some concerns with this bill, but we were able to work that out. And Representative Burley and Representative Dingfelter and DEQ were instrumental in working through those issues that the industry had. And we feel this is a bill that we can support and work with and support e-waste recycling in the future. And we are proud to be here to testify in support of this bill. Thank you.
Any questions? Seeing none. Thank you very much. Mr. Dewey. And then we will go to Ms. Eastman, Mr. Bauman, and then closing up with Mr. Danko.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mike Dewey for the record, representing waste management. We operate collection facilities, transfer stations, two landfills in Oregon. And some of you may not know, but we have throughout the state e-waste processing centers. And we like the legislation. I commend the representative and Representative Cannon for a very fair process. My partner and I started this process in 05. We didn't quite get there. I would say, though, if you take a look at the Washington legislation, which this bill is modeled after, if you will, to get some conformity, that bill is pretty thick, and I defy you to really understand it. This is much easier to understand in terms of where the responsibility lies and who does what. We did have an issue over the landfill ban. We worked out some language with DEQ, which I think is appropriate language. I just want to put on the record, and we talked to DEQ about this, that at transfer stations or landfills, we'll have some responsibilities. And inadvertently, we may be collecting this material. And there is a process by which you, as you collect it, you get paid. And we may be in the process, we may not, depending on what the rules look like. But it's my understanding if we're inadvertently collecting material, someone would pick it up. So we're not necessarily in the business, perhaps, but because it comes to the landfill or it comes to a transfer station and we don't want to put it in the landfill, we're going to be collecting it. So I just wanted to put that on the record. And, again, I want to commend the work group and the folks that worked on this. So that's what I have to say. And thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Okay. Ms. Eastman.
Good morning.
Good to see you again.
For the record, my name is Marcy Eastham. I am the Northwest Regional Government Affairs Manager for Hewlett-Packard Company based in Corvallis. Hewlett-Packard has been in the business of manufacturing and recycling technology products. We've been recycling for about 20 years. And we are here in support of House Bill 2626. We appreciate the efforts of Representative Dingfelder and Representative Cannon in their work on crafting this legislation. We support this for several reasons. We fully believe that producer responsibility is the right way to go for electronic product recycling. We have found that in our efforts to recycle, it has made us better designers of products, makes it easier to recycle. We also believe that limiting the scope of products initially helps take the products that are of the greatest concern environmentally out of the waste stream, which is the right thing to do. We also believe that the return share for computers, laptops, and monitors is a better way to actually measure and to be able to audit what is actually coming back. And it provides a system that is simple, easy to administer, and provides a great opportunity for all Oregonians to take those products that are in their basements, garages, and back offices and actually be able to recycle them and to recycle them appropriately. And we appreciate the work of the committee. We urge you to support this, and I look forward to working with you in the future.
Thank you very much. Mr. Bauman? Sorry, am I mispronouncing? Jeremiah Bauman? Not here. Okay, I'll go to Mr. Danko, though, from DEQ.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm Bob Danko with the Department of Environmental Quality, and the department supports the bill. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Oh.
You're not going to let Bob get away.
You can't let Danko come in here and just be
asked. Well, Mr. Danko could give the same statement that I gave earlier. I wouldn't have the bill if the co-chairs didn't want me to have it. He wouldn't be making that statement, whereas the governor wanted him to make it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Bob, just a quick question on the fiscal. To make sure that DEQ is okay with all this, between now and 2008, when you begin to collect the fees, you're going to use solid waste, $285,000 of solid waste fees that you've collected, to begin to hire up to 3 full-time between now and when the bill is actually implemented?
Mr. Chair, Representative Garrard, that's correct.
And DEQ is okay with this and is comfortable with it?
Mr. Chair, Representative Garrard, yes, in fact, that's the way we thought it would work best. We are already spending significant amounts of solid waste disposal monies on recycling and on e-waste recycling. So in the end, we think this will actually help our solid waste budget because once the program kicks into place, we'll be relying on manufacturer fees and not the solid waste disposal fee for e-waste recycling.
Thank you. Any additional questions? Seeing none, thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to testify?
Yes, please come forward.
Thank you for letting me testify. My name is Lorraine Kerwood. I'm the executive director of Next Step Recycling. We're a Eugene-based nonprofit organization that refurbishes and redistributes technology back into the community. We've refurbished about 10,000 computers so far, and we also recycle what we receive in the door that doesn't work, and that's about 800 tons of material so far. And I just wanted to let you know that those of us in the reuse community have been very pleased that this bill has been brought forth, and that our concerns about reuse have been heard, and we're hoping that we'll be able to participate fully in the bill. And I just want to personally thank Representative Dingfelter for spending so much of her time paying attention to this. And as long as reuse is in the bill, we are all so happy because then the community can benefit from what is still reusable. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For the record, though not here, Randy Tucker, representing Metro, has submitted a letter in support, which all of you have here on the dais, and which will be part of the record. Is there anyone else that would wish to testify? Seeing no one else.
Oh,
okay.
Third time's the charm.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I have to apologize. I hadn't signed myself up, so I didn't realize I was on the list. I'll keep this exceedingly brief. The environmental benefits are well known. I think for this committee, the most important thing is the fiscal aspect of this bill. And I think this bill actually reflects a significant development for how we fund environmental programs, which is by having the companies responsible pay for the bulk of the cost. We actually put the incentive in the right place in terms of fixing the problem in the long term and saving the government money, so the government isn't caught in an ever-increasing budget game of increasing solid waste costs and hazardous material handling costs. So this is, I think, incredibly smart and important fiscal policy for the state, and that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Thank you all for coming. We will close the public hearing. I will open a work session on 2626. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Barone.
I would move House Bill 2626A to the we're moving this to the full committee?
Yes.
To the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. It's been moved with a due pass recommendation to the full committee. Is there any additional discussion? Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, motion passes. Congratulations.
Excellent work.
And the carriers in the Senate and to the full committee. The carrier to the full committee will be a little bit out of the ordinary, will be Senator Morse, although he's not on the subcommittee. And to the carrier to the Senate floor will be Senator Morse. In the House, we will have co-carriers, Representative Dingfelter and Representative Broom.
Good work, everybody.
Thank you very much. I don't know how many of you, I do know DEQ wants to stay for the next item, but if you'd like to leave, we will stand at ease for about 30 seconds before we get to the next item. On Senate Bill 107, Mr. Sieber.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you have at your place a fiscal impact statement for the Dash 1 amendment and a copy of the Dash 1 amendment. The Dash 1 amendment replaces the bill, and this was discussed last Thursday, but we didn't have the amendments at the time. And as discussed then, the amendments simply phase in the fee increase from the original proposal over a few years until 2008. And would also phase in some of the positions that are supported by the fee increase.
Okay. This bill has already had a public hearing. We are now in work session. I have not had anybody approach me on this bill requesting to speak or requesting to reopen it for a public hearing. So is there a motion to approve?
Mr. Chair, I move approval of the Dash 1 amendments to Senate Bill 107.
Okay. It's been moved to approve the Dash 1 amendments to Senate Bill 107. Any discussion? Any objections? Hearing no objection, motion passes.
Mr. Chair?
Is Mr. Avakian right outside? Senator Avakian? Okay, no, I just wanted, he wanted to be on the record for it. No one's worried about that.
He wants to vote on another fee.
Okay, you got to stay for a second. Okay, we have a motion.
No, we don't.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 107 as amended with the dash ones to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. It's been moved to move Senate Bill 107 as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, motion passes. Let's see. Senator Nelson, will you carry 107?
Well, why don't you?
Okay. Okay. I took that nice thing the other day. I'll take it. I'll take 107 to the full and to the Senate. In the House, Mr. Garrard, I'm moving him to Congress. I'm saying Mr. Representative Garrard.
Yes.
Will you carry?
I will.
On the House floor?
I will.
Okay. And with that, the work session is closed and we are adjourned.
So we're officially there.